Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. You may join us here toll free. We'll give you the numbers here in a moment. We've also got Skype as well with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
And of course, we've got a website. Go and get interactive over there at freetalklive.com, where you, the listener, get to decide what's there on the front page. You get to vote on various different items that other listeners have submitted. You yourself may submit things right there to the front page through our Reddit-based system. So go get interactive for free over at freetalklive.com. It's kind of like a theme weekend here on Free Talk Live. Last night, we discussed some free speech-related issues with a young man getting in trouble for running a Twitter account that was in favor of ISIS. And I've got some other free speech-related news here tonight because, well, the truth is you really don't have free speech in the United States. You have a semblance of it, a resemblance of free speech. To somebody who's not paying close attention, it appears to be a place in which free speech is treasured and honored and respected.
You're told you have free speech. You're told that it's enshrined in the Bill of Rights. And you're able to put, you know, your favorite baseball team's bumper sticker on the back of your car. So, you know what?
Yeah, and most of the time, where you are and what you say generally doesn't tend to matter. Except when what you say happens to threaten the interests of the state. And, of course, this should be one of the areas in which free speech is most protected. In theory, that's one of the reasons why it was enshrined as the First Amendment, or a portion of the First Amendment, to the U.S. Constitution's Bill of Rights. The idea was that coming from the Old Kingdom, if you will, coming from the U.K. with the king at the time, was it George III? King George III?
Second?
Whoever it was. Some tyrant.
Second.
That was the kind of person who would possibly hang you or shoot you for speaking against him.
I think it's also worth mentioning that, thinking about what we talked about last night, this young man with the Twitter account was sort of verbally supporting ISIS and telling people how they can donate and giving people advice on how they could go over to Syria to fight.
I didn't want to rehash last night's story.
Just mentioning it, one thing that's worth thinking about is the founding fathers teamed with Great Britain's biggest enemy to fight them. Yeah, France. And, to fight them. And that's kind of interesting.
What's that have to do with free speech? I'm missing that.
I was just thinking about yesterday's show regarding free speech and this person who is sort of supporting ISIS. George Washington supported his government's greatest enemy.
I gotcha. And, the king at the time would likely punish you real harsh-like if you spoke out against him. So one of the ideas behind the First Amendment was, hey, we should have a place where people can criticize the government. We should have a place where people are free to say what they want in public spaces. Now, of course, this doesn't apply, as we discussed previously, it does not apply to private property. So if you're in a movie theater, shouting fire is unacceptable because that's private property and that's their rules. If there's not an actual fire, you're not allowed to do that kind of thing.
You should be asked to leave the property if such a thing happens. And if your actions result in someone being harmed, you should be held responsible for your actions.
Right, if someone gets trampled in the movie theater, run
now,
out.
By the way, I have seen people yell fire in a crowded movie theater.
Really?
And it doesn't work. Like, nobody gets up and runs out.
I've never seen that.
This is just young people doing young people things, right? You know, apparently, people, when you yell fire in a crowded theater, don't just get up and run towards the exits and, you know, stomp on babies in the process.
You mean they actually take an assessment of their situation?
They're like looking around and say, oh, that young man down there is a jerk.
Yeah. this should be a place where you're allowed to criticize the government. But unfortunately, it seems to be that in more and more cases, people who are doing that, people who are trying to inform people of their rights, for instance, are being cracked down upon, and they're being arrested. And that's what's been happening out in Denver up until, or as within the last few weeks. We've talked a few times here on Free Talk Live thus far about the situation in Denver where a couple of guys were arrested for doing jury nullification outreach there. Now, jury nullification is your right as a juror to vote your conscience in a case. So if you think that the law is bad, let's say you're sitting on a jury of a marijuana case, you think that the drug laws are stupid and they should be abolished, well, you as a juror can abolish it right there on the spot, at least in that case. You can vote not guilty.
Even though the person,
the evidence,
yeah, even though the person might be guilty of the possession or whatever of marijuana, you as a juror have the right to simply nullify the law in that case.
So that's a threat to the status quo. It's part of the system. Jury nullification is an ages-old right that surpasses the United States. It's just sort of like a Western judicial system thing that has existed for a long time. And they don't want you to know that. The people that are working in the courthouse, the police, everybody inside the system, they're really, really unfriendly towards jury nullification in a lot of places. And Denver apparently is one of the worst.
Yeah, jury nullification is essentially a threat to the lawyer industrial complex. If you think about the legal system in the United States, you look at the legislative branch in 49 states and Washington, D.C., you see basically lawyers. You know, there might be some small percentage of other people, but basically it's lawyers. You see the people sitting up on the benches in the judicial system, lawyers. A lot of people who have held the office of president, and certainly a lot of people who are powerful within the executive branch, lawyers. It's lawyers everywhere. And what do you think lawyers think about lay people interpreting the law? They hate the idea.
Well, you don't have the right education. What do you know?
Right. I mean, and I get it. I get the idea. A mechanic wouldn't want you, thinks that he's better qualified to fix your car than you are, and he's likely right. However, we're not talking about something that either runs or doesn't run. The law hasn't run for, as long as it's been around. It is an opinion written down by the lawyer industrial complex.
And backed by men with guns, who usually don't even understand the opinions. So the latest from Denver, where, again, two people were arrested previously for jury nullification outreach, and then a judge put into place a ridiculous order banning all manner of free speech outside the courthouse, on anywhere on the courthouse grounds. We also had a story about the town attorney or the city attorney ordering, or not, I guess maybe he can't order them, but telling the city police and the county police to not arrest people for doing jury nullification outreach. So we discussed this within the last week. Now there's an update. So we talked about this on Monday or Tuesday. Well, it turns out Wednesday afternoon this week in Denver, civil rights attorney, this is from FEJA.org, David Lane of Kilmer, Lane & Newman, filed on behalf of FEJA and co-plaintiffs Eric Verlo and Janet Mattson a motion for order to show cause why Robert C. White should not be held in contempt of court for apparent retaliation by the Denver Police Department. Just hours after a motion for injunction was granted prohibiting further arrests for sharing jury nullification information at the Lindsay Flanagan Courthouse, Denver conducted a mid-morning raid on juror rights educators at the courthouse. So there was an order issued by, I believe, a federal judge prohibiting further arrests for jury nullification. This is an injunction from a judge.
Yeah.
And the police showed up anyway and cracked down on the jury outreach. At approximately 10 a.m., this is an excerpt from the motion, a cadre of Denver police officers swarmed into the group of pamphleteers and began seizing items from them.
So this is contrary to the federal judge's injunction.
Well, basically, yes. The items seized, they're going to have their excuse, right? I'll share you with you their reason for this. The items seized included but are not limited to the following: all literature regarding jury nullification, including about 1,000 pamphlets, a small shade shelter, so one of those 10x10 shelters set up, a table, four chairs, buckets, a cooler, signs, and other items. So basically, they took the entire outreach booth. While on scene, the police attempted to take personal property, such as purses, computers, backpacks, and other items.
Do you think that, I'm just thinking about this, the shade, the 10x10 tent, mm-hmm. the chairs, these kind of things. Do you think that's going overboard for a protest or pamphleting or something like that? It just seems to me like that's a bit much. I mean, you're essentially setting up housekeeping for a period of time there. What do you think?
Well, it's not my style, but I don't think there's any problem with it. It's public property.
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, it's like on the courthouse lawn, right?
Well, there's actually a picture of it on all share this on our Facebook and Twitter, and you can see how much space this is taking up. Because essentially, this is the argument, Mark, they're going to make, is that this is an encumbrance. This thing is in the way.
Well, if it's on the grass, I don't know if it's in the way, but...
It doesn't appear to be on the grass. It appears to be part of a very large plaza, and I will show you here in a moment. Okay. We'll put it on our Facebook and Twitter. We'll continue the story. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition continuing here. You can bring up anything that is on your mind. We're talking about the crackdown here from Denver police Continuing, in the face of an order from a judge to not arrest people for doing jury nullification outreach in Denver, they apparently did not actually arrest people, but they cracked down upon them as much as they could anyway by stealing all of their stuff. And we'll tell you more about exactly what transpired here in a few moments. Our toll-free number, if you want to join the show, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username here, lrn.fm.
There's a movement today in healthcare. It's a movement of people that's ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the costs of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. And that's really the key there. There's very little overhead when it comes to Liberty HealthShare. You can choose your doctor. You can choose your hospital. You live out your values in healthcare. I found that this is right for me and my family. You need to check it out for yourselves. We're saving nearly half. It's like our costs are nearly half of what they would be. So libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. The number's 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, libertyhealthshare.org.
All right, let's continue here. I was screening our phone call on the landline from federal prison where Gary is on the line. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Hi, Gary. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm calling about a problem with the Constitution and Congress. In a nutshell, the Constitution can be amended through various ways from Congress, and it can also be amended when the states have requested to do so. You need two-thirds or 34 of them. Well, my research has come out and found out that 49 states have requested for the Congress to hold a convention to amend the Constitution.
Really?
And Congress is not doing anything about it.
Is Congress obligated to do something about
that? How long has it been since they asked to have this convention held, these states?
Okay, first of all, Congress is obligated because the Constitution says when two-thirds of the states make an application, Congress shall convene a convention. It's right there in Article 5.
But if they don't do it, what happens? Nothing, right?
Right. Yeah. The only way to really affect change would be through a revolution, because if obviously Congress doesn't want to obey the Constitution, I mean, who will?
So, but to Mark's question, what's the time frame we're talking about here? The 49 states you're talking about, are we talking about over the last decade, last 100 years, or what?
The first application was made back in 1789.
It was signed.
I understand that.
Okay.
But if you want to think about this for a second, the 27th Amendment to the Constitution, which deals with the money which Congress people get paid,
okay,
was first proposed in 1789, and it took 203 years to ratify. There is no time limit on these applications.
Yeah, that was what my next question was going to be. Are these requests cumulative, meaning that, you know, a few states did the request back in the 1700s, more in the 1800s, unless they withdraw the request? Is it just sits there and just sort of gathers together with other ones?
Correct. That's the way the Constitution is supposed to work, at least the way not only I've interpreted, but other people have interpreted as well.
Now, how do you, I'm just curious, how from federal prison do you do all this research, or did you do this before you went to prison?
No, it actually made me going to prison, started to think about how can we change things to make it better. And then when I'm reading the Constitution, I'm all of a sudden like, hey, we only need 34 states. But then I started doing some research. I'm like, wait a minute. These states have already proposed it. So I started writing for the Congressional Records. And, of course, I can only get like 30, 40 at a time. And there's over 700 records that have these applications. I mean, states have made numerous applications over the years. Some states have made 30, 40 of them.
So what do you do? You send a request to Congress and ask for these records, and then they have evidence of these requests in them?
Yes, I send them to the clerk of the Congress, and I ask for the congressional records. And then it takes like 3-4 weeks. I get them, and I just keep ticking them off and then put another request in.
So you've been poring over this data. How long have you been engaging in this research?
About 3-4 years now.
And you found 49 out of the 50 states have requested this constitutional convention. You've got all that data. You actually sent us a copy of a lawsuit that you're filing.
This call is from a federal prison.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate the reminder. Anyway.
Yes, and actually, I filed that lawsuit last week.
Okay.
Now, are you familiar with the organization called Convention of States?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so it's...
We don't get internet in prison.
Yeah. ConventionofStates.com, and they are trying to bring about a constitutional convention also. Now, here on the show, we could have sort of misunderstood a constitutional convention up until I began to speak to these people. And what it was, apparently, a constitutional convention doesn't just rewrite the Constitution. It proposes changes to a Constitution that then three-quarters of the states have to sign on to. Is that about right?
That is absolutely correct. So you wouldn't have to worry about a runaway convention just proposing all kinds of willy-nilly things. The states would still have to ratify them.
Yeah. So there wouldn't be any changes that weren't ratified by three-quarters of the states. And so if you can imagine some ultra-conservative thing wouldn't be ratified by, probably Hawaii or Connecticut, right? Or some ultra-liberal thing isn't going to be ratified by Utah or Texas. So what you're going to get is largely populist things like maybe term limits, which I don't think are particularly helpful. But, you know, nonetheless, no one really, you know, nobody cares what I think. But you probably get things like term limits and maybe some kind of, thing that, you know, talks about immigration. That's really a big issue right now. Maybe some marijuana issues. There'd be things that would probably be addressed that would be very populist. And the Constitution...
Like a balanced budget.
A balanced budget amendment would be pretty awesome.
Hey,
but
Gary,
not possible.
You've got 21 pages here in this lawsuit. I honestly have not read it, but I've looked, you know, briefly at it enough to know what it was about. What's the goal of the suit? Is it to force Congress to do their duty?
No. All I'm asking the court to do is simply make a declaration that Congress is not doing and obeying their oath of office by failing to call a constitutional convention.
And what will happen if that happens, if the judge says that? Won't they just ignore it?
Well, they probably would, but, you know, once you get the judgment out there, now it's going to be a matter of public record, and then if it starts getting picked up, my next step really is to go to the states and say, hey, you need to put the pressure, or you guys, I've already got the declaration here, now it's up to you guys to help carry the water. I mean, I put the water in the pail, carry the water up the hill.
One thing's for sure about being in prison is you get all kinds of time to write to people and do research and things like that. Gary, keep us in the loop.
I didn't have any time in prison.
Keep us in the loop as this continues to develop. I thank you for the call tonight here, and I have no idea what that call's going to cost. We've only taken collect calls locally here. The guys that have called from federal prison have been calling on prepaid cards, so I'm very interested to see how long a 10-minute conversation with a federal inmate will cost when it hits the phone bill here.
They treat those guys terribly when it comes to costs on communicating with their
families. They treat the families terrible, too, because they get just raked over the coals. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE, the live Sunday edition, 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype as well. Skype username's lrn.fm. And let's see, still to come here tonight, Mark, you're going to share with us seven things you should never say to a homeschool mom. I don't know what those are, but I'm curious to find out.
So there's probably a much larger list than that, but this is the ones she wrote down.
All right. So we'll get into those when we get a chance. Also, more about the crackdown on freedom of speech happening in Denver to jury nullification activists. They had their stuff stolen this week by police in clear violation of the spirit of an order from a judge to stop arresting jury nullification activists there. We'll continue with that discussion here as well. You can also bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. I want to invite you to Bitcoinist.net, the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. And you can go to Bitcoinist.net to experience their community forum, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news, fintech and blockchain tech news, and Bitcoinist's very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. So go and get started at Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoin, I-S-T, Bitcoinist.net. As we continue here, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. Hassan is in New York on Skype. Hello, Hassan.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
So I basically wanted to talk about an issue with the FCC. They're basically trying to push a new round of regulation through. And The filing is FCC filing 15-170. And basically what it relates to is the FCC implementing new regulations on any device that has a transceiver that can be software controlled. That means, like, if you can use software to change what frequency your device operates on or the transmit power or anything else like that.
So would this affect – now, we had a guy call in about this last night, specifically in reference to Wi-Fi routers. And what he was explaining would be that this would prevent techno nerds like myself from installing custom software on that Wi-Fi router. But from what you just said, it sounds like it could also affect other things as well. So, for instance, I have a two-way radio that I use here in Keene for activist purposes, and that is a programmable radio where I can go in there and I can modify the radio's programming to have different channels and things like that. So you're saying that would also be prohibited by this?
It likely would, but the two main devices of concern are routers and smartphones, because it will definitely cause a lockdown on those devices. And that's where things get really bad, because if you've noticed with smartphones, smartphone companies for budget smartphones, they only provide them with software updates for security issues for 1 year. For high-end smartphones, they only get security updates and things like that for about 18 months to 2 years. And that means that if you're still using your device after that, well, if you're not using like a custom firmware like CyanogenMod or something else, then your device is no longer getting updates. And if
but what you're saying is the custom firmware stuff will be illegal to put on a phone?
Under that new rule, it would likely be illegal because those devices do have access to the baseband for the transceiver that's in the phone.
And the baseband is what? That's the set of programming that essentially allows the phone to operate on the radio frequencies it operates on?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, so what our caller called in about last night was there's a website, savewifi.org. Is that what you're going to point people to?
Mainly for me, it's better just to look up FCC filing 15-70, because that will allow you to comment directly on the ruling that they're trying to push through.
I'm pretty sure savewifi.org actually links over to the FCC ruling and gives people instructions on how to comment. So I would recommend people go to savewifi.org. It seems like an easier – it's not a pretty website, but it is a page full of instructions on how to work on this. Now, why should people care? I mean, look, the average person listening, Hassan, is not a techno
nerd. Yeah, I haven't been moved from the point where – and I'm not saying that this is a bad idea, Hassan. I'm just saying, you know, emotionally, and this is how one sells. One doesn't sell to people's heads. One sells to people's hearts. And I haven't emotionally been moved to the point that after this show, you know what, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get home and I'm going to go look up FCC filing 15-70.
For that, I'll have to delve into the issues of why it's technically unnecessary and also incredibly dangerous.
I'd like to know about why it's incredibly dangerous. I wouldn't doubt for a second it's unnecessary.
Like, it's incredibly dangerous because there are a lot of security vulnerabilities. For example, if you've heard in like tech news lately, there's been the NetUSB vulnerability for routers, which is basically a function that allows you to share a USB device over your network. If your router has a USB port on it, it likely is running that NetUSB code. The problem with that is there's been a vulnerability where a remote attacker, at least on most routers, there are millions of routers that are vulnerable to this, can remotely exploit your router and run arbitrary code, which means they can run any program they want. They can spy on whatever you're doing or use your router as part of their bot network in order to, like, attack other people online.
That sounds scary, yeah.
And basically, there are many routers that will never receive an update to fix it. It's from all major manufacturers, and there are literally millions of routers that aren't getting updated because they no longer support them.
But what does that have
to
do?
And for many of them, it can be exploited.
What does that have to do? The fact that existing routers can be exploited, what does that have to do with the FCC's proposal?
It would essentially make it illegal for those people who have vulnerable routers to actually replace the firmware in their router.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay,
it would be illegal for them to put in like DDWRT or Tomato firmware.
What you're talking about there is there's this custom router firmware that people can download and upload into their router. You mentioned DDWRT. That's what it's called. I run it here at the LRN.FM studio. and it allows for more options for the people running the routers. In your case, what you're saying is it can fix problems with old router software that hasn't been patched. But are you saying this FCC ruling, if they make this, would actually prevent any updates from being given to a router, like even from the manufacturer, or only prevent like people from putting their own custom stuff on?
Only for putting custom stuff. The manufacturers will still be able to, but because they only support their products for a very short time, it will be it wouldn't be very useful. For example, like their 802.11ac, which is the current modern Wi-Fi standard of router, that are no longer receiving updates.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I mean, so the average person would be able to buy a new router and solve this problem, right? Instead of keeping their old router in service for so long, they could just get a new one if they find that the
router's doing fine.
Weren't
you know?
Happening.
I mean, why would I get rid of my router if my router is working?
Well, what he's pointing out is that there is a security vulnerability in a lot of old routers that could result in
people
some
aren't thinking about those things
coming in. Well, that's right. Yeah,
they replace their router when their router stops working.
Yeah, that's certainly true. I share the concern, Hassan, but I'm also sort of like Mark on this one. Even though I totally understand where you're coming from on this, I just can't, I can't say at this point I'm yet motivated to go and do this. I just feel like, that the techno geeks will still find a way around this. Maybe it'll be harder to, to replace the software on these routers. But I feel like, there's always going to be a solution to this stuff. And the FCC can only just get in the way and meddle and maybe make the process a little bit more difficult. Am I wrong about that?
There was a recent talk about that from the people who create the OpenWRT firmware. And basically, they were talking about that. It's likely that they will implement something called driver sign-in. I mean, like firmware, like there'll be like a special code that they have to use for the firmware.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the router would reject it.
If it's not signed by the manufacturer's certificate, it wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you can't really crack. Like with modern encryption
far. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Basically how it is they no longer rely on secrets. They rely on a mathematical process where the way to reverse it is well known.
Couldn't you buy a router from another country and get around this regulation? If it
likely could, but if the router companies start designing their products for the U.S. market, which is the largest market,
sure,
then
they'll do the same.
They may implement that.
Yeah, they'll do the
routes.
Same design worldwide. I think there's definitely some concerns. I just don't know. I guess I see where you're coming from that, asking the FCC to not do this couldn't hurt. SaveWiFi.org, I believe, is the website. Thanks, Hassan, for the call tonight. I think that was made understandable, Mark. You didn't seem too flummoxed by it.
I feel like I've got it.
855-450-FREE. SaveWiFi.org might be worth a trip. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
OT
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here on the radio waves, the live Sunday edition. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, seven things you should never say to a homeschooling mom. And Mark will be sharing those things when we get to it. But first, more on the Denver crackdown. If you were tuned in at the beginning of the hour, you heard that despite a judge's order to Denver police to stop arresting jury nullification activists, they have gone ahead and, this time, not arrested them, but shook them down. They stole their stuff. They stole their tent. They stole their cooler. They stole their flyers, 1,000 flyers about jury nullification. They stole signs. They stole chairs, buckets, a table, their shelter, little 10-by-10 shelter they had set up there, out in front of the Denver courthouse. And the story is coming from FIJA.org, the Fully Informed Jury Association. Now, the amended order does not prohibit tents, tables, and chairs. Many people have mistakenly been commenting that the presence of the shade canopy, table, and chairs are a violation of what remained in force of the amended plaza order issued by Judge Martinez after the injunction from Judge Martinez is applied. As co-plaintiff Eric Verlo has pointed out, this is incorrect. The amended order applies such prohibitions only to an area marked with yellow shading on a certain picture in this order. All of the items stolen by police were located outside of this zone where the plaza's orders prohibitions on such items remain in force. So on what basis did Denver police take these malicious actions? Well, the city council for Denver and Denver's police chief cited Denver Municipal Code sections, whatever, as the reason for the raid. As Mr. Lane points out in the motion, all of these pertain to so-called encumbrances. And in the motion, it was explained that, quote, the police are engaged in retaliatory action for the exercise of protected speech. There is no statute in Denver defining the word encumbrance. Thus, the police have decided that anything and everything in the possession of the plaintiffs and their associates is an encumbrance and may be removed. They have taken this action to punish the plaintiffs and their associates for the exercise of free speech as defined by this court one day previously. unquote. Moreover, citing dictionary definitions of an encumbrance as something that burdens, impedes, causes problems or difficulties, etc. Lane points out the small area in which juror rights educators were set up cannot reasonably be considered an encumbrance.
I wouldn't think so. I looked at it, and best I can tell, it's off to the side. I would,
in a
however,
huge plaza, by the way.
It's not in anybody's way.
This is taking up maybe 1% of this plaza.
You'd have, for this to be an encumbrance, you'd have to be both blind and lost, right? Like, it is out of the way. And
that would presume the helpful jury nullification folks would not help take you and not, you know, hurt
blind,
yourself.
Blind, deaf, and lost. Then it could potentially be a encumbrance. But then again, so is the door.
The courthouse, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've looked at this. Now, this picture, and it's not an encumbrance. This is a thumb in the face, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know what that means, but it's giving the old middle finger. I know what that means.
Yeah.
To the lawman there and the judges at the courthouse.
I think it's awesome. I mean, this is definitely the activist saying, we are not being deterred. We're going to continue this jury nullification outreach despite the attacks by the police.
So they ramped it up. They went from sort of handing out pamphlets to, you know what, we're going to have ourselves a little booth, a little pamphlet booth, and we're going to hand out water to people so they want to come over or whatever.
It's a great idea.
It's fine. All these things are fine to me. It's just that, you know, this is what happens when one goes up against the state, right?
I mean, they're going to try to hurt you.
They're going to try to stop you. So this is the natural order of things. And I sincerely hope that they get the ruling from the federal court judge that says, oh yeah, when I was saying that this was reasonable, I meant a little beach party there at the side of the door is reasonable. And I don't know if it is or not. We'll see what the judge says.
Well, it's public property, and as far as I'm concerned, if they want to set up a tent and, you know, get some shade while they hand out stuff to people, they should be able to do that.
If you want to set up a tent on public property, you generally are going to be run off, because that's not what public property is for in the minds of the people that work for the organizations that control public property, right?
Well, we've set up tents here in Keene, New Hampshire for Free Keene Fest.
I only said generally, and Free Keene Fest had its fair share of problems with the police.
They never shut us down. There was one year where they threatened me and Toby, but they dropped the charges.
Well, there you go. What do you want?
It wasn't really that much of a problem. I mean,
who cares about Keene, New Hampshire? This is Denver.
Yeah.
It's a city of a metro of like a million people, Ian.
I'm just saying, what you're saying doesn't apply across the board.
No, what I said was...
And Denver's more backwater than Keene because they're the ones who are attacking people from for jury nullification.
They've got a lot of people. That's what the definition of a backwater is.
Uh-huh.
A backwater is a little place. What you're saying is regressive, and that's different.
Well, usually they're used interchangeably, aren't they?
No.
No? Backwater's not used as sort of like this dumb place where people don't really know what the hell they're doing and there's lots of corruption. No?
Big cities always have a big state.
It's entirely clear from the photo that no pathway into or out of the courthouse was encumbered. They're very far away from the doors. Nor was there any other problem created by the presence and peaceful activity of the jury rights educators or by their property. Now, the attorney argues in their brief that there is only one conclusion to be drawn from such brazen abuse of the law, and that is, quote, the Denver police, acting as jackbooted thugs in blatant violation of this court's order, came into the plaza and began seizing all property not being carried by a pamphleteer. The only plausible explanation for this is that the police were acting in retaliation for the exercise of the free speech rights of the pamphleteers, unquote. We have reports from locals who were present at the time of the property thefts by the government that Denver PD has been ordered to return all of the property. As of Wednesday evening, however, it had not been returned.
Mm.
When one jury rights educator went to the police department to inquire what the reason was for the delay in returning the stolen property, he was told that the property owners must identify their property in order to retrieve it.
I love this whole trick.
So now you have to jump through their hoops. They've come to where you were, stole your stuff, and now they're saying, well, you want your stuff back, you've got to come to where we are, come back into our catacombs or whatever, and then, you know, hope we don't arrest you for some other crap while you're there, and then maybe you can identify your stuff and we'll give it back to you.
Yeah, one of the difficulties is they're not very good about identifying who they took it from.
That's true.
So, if you take property from somebody, you should probably return it to them. And that's, I think that going there seems reasonable. That's where they got it taken.
going to the place from which... Yeah. Wait, you're having the police go to the scene of the crime where they took
the
stuff?
I think the general... That's where they... You know, it's probably these bailiff sorts that work at this building that took it, right?
No, it's Denver police.
So now they have to go to the Denver Police Department.
That's right.
Yeah, it seems like they should return it to the place they took it.
So, share your thoughts with us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Should somebody be able to set up a tent outside of the courthouse... Out of the way from traffic, these guys were, just looking at this photograph, I'd say a couple hundred feet at the minimum away from the front doors. It's hard to get a real gear for how far they were. It's a kind of a far away photo that was taken to show the scope of the plaza.
What I recall, it wasn't a couple, it didn't seem like a couple hundred feet, but it was definitely out of the way.
I would say that it's definitely a couple hundred feet, but anyway, that's just my interpretation. You're welcome to go to our Facebook page and Twitter, and you can check the article out and see the photo for yourself there.
Yeah, it's difficult to tell the range.
I mean, there's you can look at the front doors, and you can at the very least count how many front doors there are between the front doors and where they are, and there's quite a few. So they're way off to the side. They're not in anyone's path.
Not in anyone's way.
Whatsoever. Should someone be able to do this? I say there's absolutely nothing wrong with setting up a booth on public property and giving out information.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but you know what? The devil's in the details here. So the question is can the organization known as the state do business at all? Because if you can set up, if you're just free to set up kiosks any old place, then I should be able to set up a 20x20 thing right in front of the door.
Well, then you'd get charged with disorderly conduct for blocking traffic.
Yeah, disorderly conduct's a pretty terrible charge. I think they should have a charge for specifically doing something.
That's
like
what disorderly
that.
Conduct is. There's actually several different, if you look at the disorderly conduct statute, there are several different applications for disorderly conduct, and one of the generally disorderly conduct is considered a catch-all that they can just charge anybody with and usually get a conviction, but there are a couple of things disorderly conduct was really made for, and one of them is blocking traffic. So if you are, if you like, you walk down a street and block some cars from going somewhere, as some protesters have done, that's disorderly conduct. That is the definition of one of the, the provisions of disorderly conduct.
There you go. I'm just saying that public property doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want on it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But again, these guys were not in the way of anyone. So
no,
given
I'm not
that
claiming
the,
they are.
Given that the people, who are wanting to set up a booth are not setting up in the physical, way of somebody trying to go into a door or whatever, then should they be able to do that? And I say yes. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the seven things that you should never say to a homeschooling mom. We'll start with, is it number seven first, or should we start with number one first?
It doesn't even have numbers.
There's no order to the list. Okay, we'll get to those, and you can share your thoughts on the Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. 9124 or on the web at drortman.com.